It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's the first Monday in October, so today begins a new term of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Trump-packed 6-3 right-wing-dominated court will hear big, potentially precedent-setting arguments in areas including but not limited to gun rights and a woman's right to choose. Fun times ahead, she said sarcastically. Polls show Americans increasingly see the court as partisan rather than impartial. You think? Well, after last week's infrastructure roller coaster ride ended in midstream, to be continued at a later date, we're still left wobbling on shaky ground as we're headed for a collision into the debt ceiling in just 12 days. But some things did happen while the ride was hurtling toward a vote. Despite the best efforts from the right wing of the Democratic Party to force the decoupling of the hard infrastructure bill, the BIF, from the larger so-called human infrastructure bill that'll be passed through reconciliation with only Democratic votes, didn't work. The two bills are again linked together. Leadership is now shooting for an October 31st deadline, as that's when the newly extended highway funding program will expire. So, in conjunction with the reunification of the two bills, it appears that the top line number of the larger bill has now also been reduced. Caving into Joe Manchin's demands, President Biden, on his visit to the Hill on Friday, said it would be reduced from $3.5 trillion to between $1.9 and $2.3 trillion. So the corporate conservatives are happy that the dollar amount is reduced, while progressives are satisfied that the two bills are now officially linked again. All right, so who's got the Dramamine? The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists is at it again. This time, they obtained a trove of records, now known as the Pandora Papers, that pulls back the curtains on hundreds of world leaders, politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers, the wealthy elites from more than 200 countries and territories, who use tax and secrecy havens to buy property and hide assets, to avoid taxes and, well, use your imagination. They include more than 330 politicians, 130 Forbes billionaires, royal family members, and leaders of religious groups around the world. In all, more than 330 current and former politicians identified as beneficiaries of the secret accounts also include former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, Czech Republic Prime Minister Andrej Babis, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso, and associates of both Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, and go figure, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Other disclosures hit closer to home for U.S. officials and other Western leaders who frequently condemn smaller countries whose permissive banking systems have been exploited for decades. And this quote says it all. The files provide substantial new evidence, for example, that South Dakota now rivals notoriously opaque jurisdictions in Europe and the Caribbean in financial secrecy. South Dakota. Tens of millions of dollars from outside the United States are now sheltered by trust companies in Sioux Falls, some of it tied to people and companies accused of human rights abuses and other wrongdoing. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg known as the Pandora Papers. Stay tuned. Well, when pipes run under the oceans carrying oil, there are bound to be disasters. And sure enough, it happened again. This time, a ruptured oil pipeline off of Huntington Beach in Southern California created a miles-wide oil sheen. It coated the beaches in thick globs and killed untold numbers of fish and birds. Beaches around Huntington Beach in Southern California could remain closed for months. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday said that the United States was, quote, turning the corner on the current Delta coronavirus variant surge, but that, quote, it's still just too soon to tell if Americans will be able to safely gather in larger groups over the coming holidays. Those comments came a day after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released its latest recommendation for celebrating the holidays, including urging people to keep windows open for better air circulation if the gatherings are indoors. Okay. A Facebook whistleblower who released internal research indicating that the company was aware that its social media platforms, including Instagram, could harm teens, revealed her identity Sunday night, appearing on CBS 60 Minutes. The whistleblower Frances Haugen, a 37-year-old former Facebook product manager who worked on civic integrity issues, said, quote, "The thing I saw at Facebook over and over again was that there were conflicts of interest between what was good for the public and what was good for Facebook. And Facebook over and over again chose to optimize for its own interests, like making more money." Facebook has responded, calling her allegations misleading. Well, of course they did. So Todd Akin died, and you're going, wait, Todd Akin, that name sounds familiar. He's the former congressman from Missouri whose 2012 Senate campaign failed after he said of rape victims,
"If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down."
Well, he's dead. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.